This is Matt Wells at UN News. Professor Armida Salcia Ali Shabana, Executive Secretary of the UN Regional Commission for Africa and the Pacific, or ESCAP, has warned that the vast region of more than 4 billion people for which she's responsible is set to miss all of these 17 Sustainable Development Goals which underpin the 2030 agenda. Ms. Ali Shabana was speaking to Connor Lennon from UN News in New York, where she's been taking part in the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development, or the HLPF, the main UN platform for monitoring the progress that countries are making towards the 2030 agenda, the UN's blueprint for ending poverty and preserving the planet. The Under-Secretary General began by outlining the message that she wants to get across during her time at UN headquarters.
First is, of course, for our region, Asia-Pacific, about 60% of the population, 50% of the world economy, sources of economic growth, center of innovation, technological progress, and so on and so forth. And yet, challenges in development and SDGs are still immense. Second message is the need and the value of regional cooperation to accelerate the progress on SDGs. Because without that, if countries only work on their own, I don't think we can make it.
Now, the latest SDG progress report for your region shows that the region is actually going backwards when it comes to some of the goals. So
yes,
access
right.
to clean water, sanitation,
yes.
decent work, economic growth, and responsible consumption and production. Now, why do you think the situation is so bad for those particular goals?
Water, because of scarcity, because of the pressure of urbanization, cities, and then also the management of natural resources and environment that makes the water situation worse. Unsustainable development also make the water situation worse. That's one. And second, sustainable production consumption, that also has to do with the behavior, consumption behavior, lifestyle. With this increased welfare, yeah, tend to also consume more, but what you consume is something that is actually not sustainable.
Are you calling for funding in order to meet the SDGs?
We see it as investment, like education, health, yeah, basic infrastructure is investment. It costs, yeah, from the budget, but the benefits, the multiplier effect is significant. If you don't have the money, then you need also to provide the solutions. For some countries, maybe the measure should start from the quite basic one, yeah, like fiscal reform, tax reform, yeah. But that's needed. Otherwise, you will be dependent. It has to be channeled to build the capacity. Whether you give the fish or whether you provide the means on how to get the fish.
The report complains about a lack of data, lack of effective data.
Right.
Why is it important to have more effective data?
Oh, if you don't have the data, correct data, you cannot track progress. You cannot also evaluate the actions to be taken going forward. We need also to build the capacity, the data capacity, in this case, statistical offices of the countries, as well as the SDGs monitoring. So it has to go hand in hand.
Now, the Asia and Pacific Disaster Report for 2019
right.
is out. This is a two-year
yes.
report. It reveals that in the last 2 years, disasters went beyond what the region had previously experienced in terms of probability,
yes.
intensity,
yes.
behavior, and shows that the increasing intensity and frequency of natural disasters in the region are closely interlinked with climate change and environmental
yes.
degradation.
Yes. In our region in particular, there are these so-called four hot spots. One related to this river basin area, not only flooded but prolonged drought. And then second is this ring of fire, yeah, because I come from a country, Indonesia, where sits yeah, exactly in the middle of ring of fire, occurrence of earthquake, and then the risk of tsunami and this kind of thing. Third is a drought. The intensity of drought is also becoming more prevalent. And drought is, we call it slow onset disaster. Because over time, over long period of time, this become such that worsening the situation, desertification and things like that. The fourth one is sun and dust storm, because this somewhat also related. For example, part of Australia, part of Central Asia. And another one is in the part of Pacific Islands, where the cyclone, once it hits, the impact is huge. And of course, climate change, sea level rise.
Now, 2030 is not far off.
Right.
We're talking about the 2030 agenda. We've already said that if nothing changes, then the Asia-Pacific region will fail to meet any of the 17 goals. Now, are you confident that the situation can be turned around, that at least some of these goals can be met?
Well, we have. We have to start by being optimistic that we can turn things around through regional platforms, through regional cooperation. One example is also through expertise, through the work that we are doing using technologies. So mapping out, having an early warning system, we work with countries on this. Policy suggestion or implication, what can we do to help the government? So we hope that we can at least mitigate the impact.
Are you an optimist?
Well, the optimistic side comes from the fact that our region are leaders in many fronts. Technology, you name it. We have all the countries leaders in this technology, IT, ICT. Several countries in our region, young population, more educated and so on. So with all these potentials, assets, we need to work better. I'm sure we can find solution. Yeah.